Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and I am still alive. I'm here. I have not done a weekend chat in numerous weekends, and I feel like this is the longest I've ever gone not doing a weekend chat. I think the most I've ever missed is like a week or two, and it was for traveling and other shit. But I am here, and I just wanted to check in and say hello. This is a podcast-only version. I'm not going to be sitting down and setting up my camera today, because I just don't have time. I have to leave for work in 2 hours. And yeah, I just wanted to jump in real quick and give you guys a little bit of an update. Say hello, because I know that some of you are only on YouTube and you don't follow me anywhere else. And I literally just disappeared off YouTube. And I was like, I need to, you know, be like, hey, sis. So I'm sitting here. I do not have Dunkin' Donuts. I have a seltzer by Dasani. Sparkling peach, not sponsored, but yeah, I've been really, honestly, I have been 100% invested. Well, actually, no, like more like 14,000% invested in the Britney podcast that I'm working on. I literally have no days off anymore, and I've been fully committing myself to it. It's something that I feel really passionate about. And that's really why I've taken a break from this weekend chat, is because I'm just, I honestly don't have time. And I know that that's such a stupid excuse. And I know everyone's like, I'm busy. But literally, I only have Saturday nights off now. Like, I'm working constantly. And, you know, I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I'm saying it is, I really do feel like, what am I saying here? I bought the equipment. I taught myself the equipment. I set it all up every single time we record. I do the recording. I handle all that. I narrate it. I produce it. I take these recording sessions where, you know, you guys usually, I mean, you guys think they're long, but there, some of them have been like 4.5 hours of recording that I cut down into these like hour and a half, 2 hour shows. And so I'm taking all of it. I'm listening to all of it back, producing sort of a story to it so that it has like a climax and it's exciting all the way through, and that there's no lulls. And, you know, I'm producing and editing these episodes, and then I'm uploading them, putting in all the references and the sound bites and the jokes and the Vine quotes and everything. And then I like upload it, and it's Wednesday, and then we're back to recording again on Friday. And so it's like, I really just haven't had the time to invest in YouTube. And that, I really honestly haven't had the motivation to do it, because I mean, I'm just so in love with this podcast that I'm doing, this Britney podcast. And, you know, I think it's important to realize your priorities and, you know, not burn yourself out. And if I was continuing to do anything else, I would literally burn out, because you know, I also have my job, which is very time consuming and requires a lot of effort and time and long hours and late hours and stuff like that. So that's really the gist of kind of where I've been. And I just feel like it's going to pay off in some way, shape, or form. You know, it's been a huge investment of time. It's also been a monetary investment. And that's the other thing that I think, you know, I like to tell people is, you know, sometimes you have to put in and sacrifice time and money into something and hope that it pays off. And I can tell you guys here first before it launches on Wednesday, but we got a sponsor for the Britney podcast, and it's something that happened organically. They came to us, they reached out to us, And it's really exciting. And it's a product that I feel strongly about. I've said it to you guys before, the whole weighted blanket thing. I, you know, you guys were the first ones to hear it from me and kind of get my thoughts and my first impressions a while back. And yeah, we got a company that reached out to us. And so, you know, I'm waiting for Wednesday for that to officially come out, but you guys are hearing it first. And it's like legit. And I feel like I've said it before on here. I want to be one of those like people who's not, I'm not thirsty for whatever. Like, I want to promote things that I actually believe in and that I, and products that I stand behind, because that's kind of what I rely on other people. Like, when I ask other people for their opinions on stuff, or, you know, a lot of the products and stuff that I've really come to love come from recommendations from friends. And so I just think it's important to stay genuine and stay honest and to stay real. So that's what I want to do. And so that's exciting. And, you know, from a technical standpoint, it's going to help me pay off everything I've spent, which is a lot of money. It's really, I really like, I did a lot of freelance last year so that I could have extra money to pay for the podcasting and pay for the equipment and pay for the hosting and pay for the, you know, I had to upgrade my Adobe software suite. So like I pay, you know, we pay SoundCloud monthly hosting, all those things. So I did a bunch of freelance projects last year that I don't even think you guys know that I did to help pay for that. So now it's paying off literally. And it's exciting. And so we also just hit 200,000 streams on everything, like in total across SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes, and also, you know, CastBox, Stitcher. We're literally on all these different Spotify hosting podcast hosting things. So it's just, and it's like, it's just all been organic and word of mouth and people sharing it. And, you know, we haven't put any paid media or paid sponsorship, Instagram ads or any of that kind of stuff. Or, you know, we don't have any big corporation behind us that's giving us billboards or any of that stuff, or any good placement in like the iTunes store. Like, it's all organic and all word of mouth. And it just is so incredible. And I'm so excited by it. And even if you're not a Britney fan, because most people aren't, well, a lot of people are, but a lot of people aren't. Even if you're not, I just hope, the reason why I'm sharing this on here with you guys on YouTube is because you followed a different journey of mine than most people on the internet. And even if you're not a Britney fan, like, whatever it is that you're excited by, or is a hobby of yours or a passion of yours, or just anything that gives you that spark to pursue it, I hope that it's inspiring to you and that you can see sort of my journey and find some inspiration in some way, small or big, with whatever you have going on in your life, and know that it's possible to work on side projects and have side projects become bigger projects or become a career path, or, you know, it is possible. And sometimes you just have to sacrifice time and you have to sacrifice money, but it can pay off. Yeah, that's really kind of what I wanted to jump on and talk about today. It's really nothing too crazy going on. I mean, if anyone cares, like, personally, I'm like, I have to really start taking care of my health again. I haven't been, admittedly. Sort of the stress of the initial, I would say, shift in the podcast from like over the holidays, where we took time to bank that initial chunk of episodes, and then we switched into a weekly format, which obviously, if you know, you follow along with it, you know, had Britney's Vegas announcement, Vegas cancellation. Like, we're recording and doing this now in real time, and so that was a shift that really just kind of messed me up. And I haven't been eating right, and I haven't been sleeping right, and I haven't been taking care of myself, and I need to get a grip on that. So personally, that's what I'm working on. I also think, you know, staying off camera is helping in that process, because I really just don't like reading the comments that say, you know, oh, you look tired, oh, you look, you know, what's wrong, oh, you look like you need a nap. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I know. Like, I know. Thank you. I know. So I don't really feel like dealing with that right now, and that, I think that's fine. I just don't, you know, I don't want to be on camera and have people commenting on things that I already know and I don't really care to hear. And Also, YouTube just takes forever to upload. Like, does anyone else have that problem? Anyone else that's on YouTube? When I edit and I go to upload, it's like 4.5-5 hours remaining. So then I'm stuck. I have to leave my computer up and check back in 4 hours or whatever hours to make sure that it's uploading. And I'm like, since when was that? I feel like it used to be so quick. It used to take 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Now it takes hours. And podcasting is just, I upload this file and I type in all the details and I hit upload and bam, you guys have it right in your podcast subscription. So, do I need to be doing video? I don't know. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I just wanted to say hi, and I just want to say Happy New Year. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been supporting my side projects and subscribing and sharing them on Instagram stories, because that's literally how it's making its way to people is through you guys sharing it online and tweeting about it and Facebooking it and texting it to your friends and sharing it on Instagram stories. That's how it's grown. So that's pretty much it, I think, for today. I really just wanted to check in and say hi and let you guys know that I haven't abandoned this project. My weekend chats have been part of my life for like 2 years now. I just had to put her on the back burner for a hot second while I shifted creative gears. But when the Britney podcast does end, which it's looking like it will probably be March, which is still a ways away. So I do have a couple more weeks of literally like no time for time off. But I don't know. I think it will pay off in ways. When this is done, I can literally say that I, like, obviously Brad is my co-host and he's part of it, but like, I'm the technical end of it. Like, I'm the editor, I'm the producer, I am the uploader, I do all of the technical side of it. And like, I literally at the end of this can say, I concepted, produced, edited, and published an entire series. And it's going to be about 30 episodes by the time it's done. And like, I own that. And it feels really fucking cool. And it feels really fucking awesome, because I've had so many, I've had a road where, and I'm not going to name names, but like, I have pitched show ideas and I have pitched series to various places, been rejected. I had one instance where I pitched an idea and I didn't sign a contract, which was stupid of me. And the idea was stolen and it's now on TV. I've learned my lessons. I've learned, it's been a process, but this is mine. And I, at the end of it, I can feel proud of it. And it's an accomplishment that I'm going to have in my portfolio and in my, my catalog of work, I guess you could say. So yeah. And now I feel like I'm rambling, but, I feel so out of, like, I don't have any Dunkin' Donuts with me. I don't have coffee with me. I have absolutely nothing that I've been shaking my tits to this week because literally the only stuff I'm listening to is, my own voice fucking talking about Britney Spears for literally like the one episode 2013, which is 2 hours and 13 minutes. My mind, it was 4.5 hours of footage that I listened to twice. So you can imagine that's 8 hours. So I literally, the only thing I've been listening to is me and Brad's voices talking and trance music, because I can listen to that while I edit and while I whatever, and it doesn't distract away from the vocals. But yeah, that's literally it. So I've been shaking my tits to Britney, but like, what else is new? I mean, like, right? Like old school Britney. Also, oh my God, speaking of old school, I bought new, because you guys know, and I actually know, if you've are a recent fan of my weekend chats, you probably don't know this, because I don't film in front of my desk anymore, which it's because my desk is kind of a mess now, but if I get back to doing videos, which I kind of want to do because I want to do a tour of my Legends binder that I just redid. And I just got all this new merch and I found old 90s memorabilia of Spice Girls and Britney on eBay. I have actually more coming today or tomorrow. I think it's arriving. And I would love to do like a desk tour of all my stuff because I don't have a lot. But everything that I have has kind of a, I don't know, not a meaning, but like there's something important about it. And I feel like I've organized it well. And I would love to do like a desk tour. Like, what is all the shit on my desk? Where did I get it? Why did I get it? Because I have a bunch of random shit that's kind of cool. So I don't know. If you want to see that, I guess DM me because there's actually maybe I'll put this up on YouTube with JPEG so that it will just be audio and you won't be able to see my face. But yeah, maybe I'll do that. And also, too, speaking of my face, now that I think about it, I have been using some new products that I'm really liking, and my face is actually clear now, which went through another phase of another breakout. You know, you would think because I'm fucking 98 years old and gay, I'm 30, that my face would stop breaking out because I'm not 16 anymore. But nope, it's not the case. But I've got it back under control. And then I got these new products that my friend recommended me. And my skin has been like really, the acne scars are clearing up a lot faster. And yeah, so I'll give that a couple more weeks and then maybe I'll do another video. And let me see, because I can see where I'm, how long is this? Oh, it's like 17 minutes so far. That's not that bad. Is there anything else I have on my notes? Yeah, I just wrote, you know, my life is dedicated to the Britney podcast, and I have no idea what my future is on YouTube. That's my notes for today. I also, someone asked about the Sims series that I was doing. Now, that is still, it is sitting. It is in a folder on my computer. There is a book. I have character concepts. There are characters that are created. There is a concept. There is an episode guideline that I wrote. It is a 12-episode series. However, I don't have time. So, if Britney Podcast ends, I might be picking that up. There is also another project that I am in the early stages of concepting. It is another show series, which will also involve more people and new equipment. So there's that. You know, the wheels are turning behind the scenes, and I am excited about the future. And we will see. My goals for the year are finish the Britney podcast and lose 30 pounds and possibly start running again to get my exercise back up, possibly booking a personal trainer so to get my strength up and just keep myself healthy. And is that it for the year? Oh, I also want to go to Iceland. But, you know, I literally can't take weeks off until probably the summer. So maybe I'll do that in the summer. But, like, why would I want to leave in the summer to go somewhere cold? I don't know. But now I'm just talking to myself and thinking out loud and thinking about how I have to leave for work in an hour and a half. So I'm going to turn this off now and upload it. And I will see you guys. I don't know. This is actually an easier process for me. To just sit on my couch and record this in one take because I don't feel like I'm stopping because I'm not in front of the camera. And so I'm not, there's not numerous things to think about with this. And then I don't have to wait for the video to export and wait for the video to upload. So I don't know, maybe I can start coming back to you guys every single week, but just in podcast form with just like little life updates. But literally all that's going on in my life is work and talking about Britney Spears. So, if you find that interesting, let me know. But otherwise, I probably won't update you guys until I like have more interesting things going on or if I listen to new music. If you have any recommendations, please send my way because I've been listening to stuff from the 90s. So thank you guys again, as always, for your support and for the encouraging words and the emails and the DMs and stuff. I see a lot of you from YouTube. In my Instagram DMs, I'm really bad at faces, but I'm trying to get better with it. And so there's a couple of you that I know from my first Christmas card swap that I did in 2017 that I see on Instagram and I'm like, I know you. You're from Germany. And I know this one. You sent me a card. So I don't know if I'm getting old and that's what it is. And I just can't remember anymore. Or if it's just the onslaught of like different names and different avatars. And then when people change their avatar or they change their username, I like don't know who they are anymore. Sounds like that's like a first world problem, right? Like, oh my God, I get too many DMs. But like, I always used to be one of those people that's like, YouTubers, they really can't take the time to like check all their DMs and respond to everyone. Like, wow, they're so rude. And now I'm like, oh, if I spend too much time on Twitter, it distracts me while I'm editing. And like, I edit probably like 12 to 16 hours a week of the Britney podcast. So I don't know. I'm just trying to do my best, you guys. So if I miss a tweet or if I miss a DM, please don't hate me. I swear it's not me intentionally ignoring everyone. It's literally that I'm just trying to keep my phone flipped over so that I don't get distracted while I'm editing. But that's really all. Okay, now I'm really going to stop now. But thank you again. And I will, if you watch the Britney podcast, you'll know this. I will see you soon. It feels so weird just sitting talking to a mic by myself. And Brad's not here, by the way. Oh, God. Okay, anyway. Bye, guys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.